soon as I say stand by, you touch the microphone.
I'm off.
Hello, everyone. It is good afternoon. Good evening, Ohio. Good afternoon, California. I don't even know what day it is. It's Monday, December 20th. Welcome to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, episode 18. Yeah, you're right, Jeff. These are throwing me off. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, we're trying new. You know, we always like to try new things here at Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. And I got some new software called Ubercaster, which is kind of a cool interface, but that still could work. But we're experimenting. We're still experimenting.
We're always experimenting.
Always trying new things. So if the audio levels suck, jump on to radioshowonline.com and let us know. So Facebook fans keep growing, Jeff.
82, Jeremy.
82 Facebook fans. So again, if you go to radioshowonline.com and hit over to the Facebook link, please friend us. We're trying to get 100 Facebook fans by the end of the year. And that, well, we should do something special for the 100th person, but I'm not really sure what that thing should be. And how we would prove, because we wouldn't know who the 100th fan, they would have to, if you become the 100th fan, you should then like email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com and let us know, and then we'll figure out something.
I think a good prize would be like a night out with you and I.
Yeah, that would be.
What a treat that would be.
That would be a treat. That would be a treat. Jeff will pick up the tab, and it'll be good times. So I'm sorry if I sound a little bit under the weather. I've had this kind of the winter cold. Like even now that I took those headphones off, it still feels to me that I have headphones on.
Oh.
Like I kind of have that stuffy head feeling, and I don't like it. It's messing with my mind.
Do you have dizzy spells as well?
No.
Have you had any spells in general?
I don't think so. I've never cast any spells. None of.
Are you falling more than usual?
Not that I know. It's the same amount. The usual amount of falling, yeah, is what's going on.
Well, Jerry, let's talk about the atmosphere here. We've got a fire in the fireplace. It's almost like we're broadcasting from a lodge.
Oh, yeah, it is like that.
It's a holiday show, Jeremy.
Once again, we're in Studio L.
Studio L, holiday Christmas, first ever radio show with Jeff and Jeremy Christmas show.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Episode.
The fire is really cracking. The gas logs are cracking.
The gas is cracking.
So that's a good sign.
I don't know what's crackling over there. That's not supposed to be.
Nothing should be making noises, but we'll deal with that after the show.
That's okay.
But yeah, I'm excited for our first Christmas show. We have a lot to talk about regarding Christmas in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I know we've got this in our schedule, but there's a lot going on this week, Jeremy. I'm excited.
So what do you do for your, what is your Christmas traditions? How will your Christmas?
Well, Jeremy, we have an email question that gets into that.
Okay, so we should tease that.
We should tease that what I personally do on Christmas, but I will tell you what's going around town this week.
Okay.
There's a Cleveland State game Wednesday. They're back home. And this will go into the weekend too a little bit. I spent Saturday afternoon watching Cleveland State on TV finally. They actually are picking up these games now. The road games are on TV. Fox Sports Ohio picked it up last moment, I think, just because of the interest in the team with the record. They played at West Virginia, very tough opponent. West Virginia was in the Final Four last year. Mm. So it was probably definitely the toughest test they've had all year. They lost by 11. They were in it up until about 7 minutes left in the second half, and West Virginia went on a big run. Cleveland State was sunk, but it was a good showing, respectable showing. First loss, probably a little humbling, but they're coming back against another good team at home, South Florida, Wednesday night. So I hope people get down to the Convo Center and root these guys on, man. They're still 12-1.
Not a bad record.
Not a bad record. Nothing to be ashamed about.
And they're Division One, right?
They are Division One. Yeah, they're in the Horizon League, so they're mid-major. But they are number one, ranked number one on mid-major teams.
I don't know what that means.
It means they're doing very well for their position.
For who they are.
They're doing very well.
Okay.
Cool. So, let's see if they keep it going Wednesday night at the Convo. And then Thursday, now talk about traditions.
Yeah.
Talk about Christmas. Talk about Cleveland.
That's what the show is.
One thing comes to mind.
Okay.
December 23rd, Thursday, the boys from County Hell do an annual show. This will be the fourth year I've gone, I believe. They play the House of Blues. You know there's those two smaller rooms when you walk in from Euclid on the left?
Yeah.
They usually play, I think it's the Cambridge room is one of them maybe. They usually play in one of those. But this year they're playing on the main stage, House of Blues. They are basically a Pogues cover band. You familiar with the Pogues?
No.
If you're ever around a bar on St. Patrick's Day, chances are you've heard these guys play. They play Irish music, the Pogues. It's all those classic Irish songs you love, and they play 3 or 4 times a year. This is one of their big shows. The crowd goes bigger and bigger every year at this thing. So I'll be at House of Blues Thursday night. I highly recommend it. If you want a little dose of St. Patrick's Day before Christmas, this is the place to be. It's a great show. They're awesome live. Doug McKean is the singer. He's back from Texas for the show. So that is back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday. Very excited for Cleveland State and the boys from the County Hell.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're also going to talk about today the some Cleveland area restaurants that are open late night or 24 hours. It's good if you're always trying to get that late night food fix. We're also going to, you know, you hear a lot about things that Cleveland is losing in. We have a whole list of things that we stole from the scene that Cleveland's number one at. So we're going to chat about that. We also got some emails. You can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com, or you can go to radioshowonline.com and jump in the chat room there. There's already some activity going on in the chat room, so we want to give a shout out to Jen, give a shout out to John, and the and all the other people joining us today live in the chat room.
Yeah, we appreciate the chat room. They really are bringing us a lot of information, a lot of topics the last couple weeks.
So what did you do this weekend, Jeff? I was kind of sick on Friday.
You were sick on Friday. I'm just going to repeat what you said. You were sick on Friday.
My brain's not working. Too.
I had a little family event out in Bay Village Friday night, which was good. But Friday was really the calm before the storm. Mm-hmm. That was the Jeff Longsworth Christmas party.
Yes. Which it's funny. I stopped by this Christmas party. That was yours.
That was. That's ironic.
I was here on Saturday, and now I'm here again.
Now, describe the scene now versus the scene you witnessed, or should I say the debacle you witnessed on Saturday?
You know, it wasn't, I wouldn't call it a debacle. It was...
In terms of chaos, though, I mean, I'm just saying I'm contrasting the quiet now, how it was that night. I had about 40 people over, which is always fun. But I think that kind of stretches the house out a little thin. I mean, that was kind of the max comfortable with. And there was like a trail of tears back and forth from the kitchen to the front door of just dirt and snow and mud, which was also enjoyable for me to watch that.
But you finally cleaned that up.
I got it all cleaned up. But no, it was a great party. So Saturday was a big Christmas party. A lot of fun, good turnout. I really outdid myself with the cheese tray this year.
You know,
did you notice that?
I did. I didn't notice the cheese. I'm sorry. But I did notice that you did kind of take it up a notch in terms of snacks and drinks.
I took the food up to another level, Jeremy. I wanted to give this a Christmas that you and Jen deserved.
Thank you.
You deserved the best cheeses.
Because we were the only ones here.
Well, I was thinking about you guys when I was cooking.
Oh, really? You actually cooked?
No.
Okay.
But when I was out buying the things, I did think about you and Jen, and what would they like?
When you're watching the people at Dave's or wherever.
Right, people were preparing it for me. I was thinking, Jeff or Jeremy will like this, and I know Jeff will love it because I'm Jeff. So, yeah, I went out, tried to get some good food, and I really mixed up the alcohol selection. We had some Jim Beam, we had some eggnog, which, did you try the eggnog?
I did try the eggnog. Jen had her first eggnog.
And you cut it with a little... A little bit
of American honey.
A little American honey whiskey.
Which I was excited, and I actually, coming over here, I said to Jen, I'm like, you know, I'd really like there to be some American honey, because I tried that, we tried that both live on the show.
We did.
You can't make up
those sounds we made.
Right, back on episode 17.
Right,
which you
way
can,
back episode 17.
You can always download and catch up on that. But the American honey, it was a good thing. And I was surprised that you brought it out again, because you knew if you brought that bottle out, it wasn't going to serve.
It was polished off very shortly afterwards.
Yeah, it was a small bottle.
It was a small bottle. It went quickly, but I think it went well with the eggnog. One of my favorite times of year is literally putting the eggnog in a big punch bowl.
Yeah.
And people will never try eggnog.
Uh-huh.
I'm always amazed at that. So I like to break their eggnog cherry, so to speak.
Wow. Huh. Is that what they call it? Awesome.
Too much to keep talking now.
I got nothing.
Okay.
You're supposed to help me out here.
That was a good time. And some flip cup in the basement.
Oh, you know what I did? Here's what I did. So then Sunday...
Are we still talking about the party?
Yeah, I was feeling under the weather, so I left, and there was still a big crowd here. So what happened then later on?
Oh, Jeremy, that went in overdrive. When you left, everyone finally let their hair down. Everyone was very nervous because they got a tiptoe around you.
The pants-off dance-off.
You're so easily offended. Everyone's very careful with what they say.
I'm not easily offended.
When you left, everyone finally relaxed. We went downstairs in the basement. I had set up I have my big Pong Along table, which you're well familiar with.
Your what?
The Pong Along that I ordered.
Okay,
just for the people at home and the people in other places that aren't home, maybe work. Maybe the car. Yeah, I ordered about 2 years ago a mail order. I found a website.
Bride.
A mail order bride, and it has been the best thing that ever happened to me.
And she's here with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome,
Kiki.
Kiki. So I ordered this thing. I researched. I Googled beer pong tables because that's what you do.
Right.
That's normal. Yes. So I found a great little startup company out of Syracuse, New York, called Pong Along.
Hmm.
And I, you know, inquired as to if I could have one of their tables shipped to me. So they shipped me a beer pong table. I spent a little bit of money, not much, but a little bit of money.
How much was it?
It was over $100.
It was over $100 for a beer pong table?
For a beer pong table. But
the What's a beer pong table consist of? Did it come with the cups?
It didn't come with anything, but it was had some nice markings on it. It had the outlines where the cup should be. And also, it folds into a briefcase. So it's like you're going to the office, but you're really going to a crazy drinking party.
Hmm.
You unfold it, and it's regulation length for beer pong and or flip cup.
Uh-huh.
So this is, I'm sorry, I'm distracted by the chat room. I can't do both two things at once. We have a new fan in the chat room.
Don't let them throw me off. There's too many people in there.
There's more than two people in the chat room.
See, that's the problem. You know, we always, you got to be careful of what you wish for, because you might, you know, you say like, oh, we want a little stuff in the chat room. And I've seen some other podcasts that are, you know, slightly more popular than ours that just have constantly streaming stuff. And it's then impossible to keep up.
Maybe that's why we can't handle it. We're not meant to have people in the chat room. Maybe that's.
We welcome that sort of activity.
So I'm going to switch screens so I won't have that distraction. So anyway, we broke out the pong on the table. Now, my friends have told me that this is one of the best investments. I've probably used this maybe 20 times. People have borrowed it. People call me, Jeremy, and say, Jeff, is a Pong Along table available this weekend? Can I sign it out? And because I'm a good guy and a good friend, absolutely. So the Pong Along table is in people's trunks quite a bit. It moves around the county. And it was in my house back home Saturday. We played flip cup for a couple hours in the basement. We went through a case of Coors Light cans in about 12 minutes.
Wow.
Very scary. Huh. So we were here downstairs doing a little drinking games. I got to give a shout out to the University of Dayton flip cup team.
Okay.
The Daytonites were heavily represented at my party. They really showed up combined with a couple other people, but the core was Dayton people, and they blew everyone else away. They were the masters of flip cup.
Yeah.
Did a great job. So then the beer ran out. At one point, we were doing Sam Adams Honey Brown, various sorts of strong beers you don't want to flip cups with, drink and flip with.
Yeah.
At that point, we decided we need to leave, and we went down to 806, about 1:45 in the morning. Thanks also to 806. We'll put a link on our website.
Bam, it's done.
About the 806. They were serving us at 2:15, which I appreciate.
Wow. Yeah. They'll probably get shut down now.
Yep. The bartender's name was John Schmidt. I want to thank John Schmidt for saying I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to anyway. So, yeah, we had a great time. Wrapped up at 8:06. Really, all in all, what a better way to rein in the Christmas season than that type of drinking and merrymaking at my house and throughout the Tremont neighborhood. So I was happy. Another one in the books, as they say, Jeremy.
Bam, it's on the website. Hey, speaking of putting links on the website, last week I had mentioned that I went to Bazaar Bazaar and I picked up some artwork. And I did not mention the guy's name. It was Small Tower. So if you go to smalltower.net, smalltower.net, or if you go to our Facebook page off radioshowonline.com, you can see a link there. And he just has these cool images. I got the one that's currently on our Facebook page of the Terminal Tower, Key Tower, and the former BP building, all drinking beers.
I like that. That's really a neat, that's a very
which
unique.
Which I thought was awesome.
I like that.
So yeah, so I picked that up. So if you go to smalltower.net, you can buy some of those for yourself. Yeah, there's a conversation in the chat room going on. Cleveland fan wants to know, where do you do the show at in your bathroom? Because the echo is crazy.
Here's a problem with studio.
Actually,
L.
We are in the bathroom right now.
We are.
We're both sitting in the tub.
I'm on the sink.
I'm scrubbing Jeff's back.
You love to go this down this road.
I like taking it.
Because you know I start squirming.
So you just leave.
I just walk away.
And then I'm just left doing the show by myself. So yeah, that's...
Here's the problem, Cleveland fan. My place has wood floors. There's just not a lot of things that absorb sound in this room we're in.
Right.
And we don't have the resources to enclose a studio.
All of this furniture is made of plastic. So the sound
it's
bounces
all
off.
Patio furniture indoors on wood floors does not make a good environment for a radio show.
Right, right.
So that's where we're at, Cleveland fan. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, if anyone out there has a insulated studio with professional equipment, you know, that they can actually fund.
But I think third floor of the old studio, we didn't have that problem. That's
Studio
one,
A?
That's one pro on Studio A.
Studio A, yeah.
But Cleveland Van, that's something to think about. We should think about that. Yeah. I'm going to reflect on that Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take your suggestions to heart. Anyway, so yeah, we wanted to talk about, you know, if you're in Cleveland and you're looking for someplace to eat late night. Cleveland.com did a really good article on the 11 Cleveland area restaurants that will feed you through the night. So Jeff, why don't you take some of these? I will put this on our Facebook page right now.
Yes, Jeremy, I'd like to tell you to do that. Jeremy, put this on our Facebook page.
Got it.
One of these is
hey, Jeff, pass the soap.
One of these is IHOP. See? I get very uncomfortable. One of these is IHOP. It's Steel Yard Drive. That scares me a little bit. I'm not sure I'm going to be at IHOP at 3 in the morning, knowing what's happened to me in the Walmart across the street. My car has been molested in that parking lot, and I just get very nervous about going around late at night around that area. Is that just me?
I haven't. Your car's been molested?
It's been. People have rammed into it. I've had two or three different fender benders in the Walmart parking lot.
I think it's just you. I think people are out to get you.
No, you know, like, that's
like,
what
there's Jeff. He does that radio show from the bathroom.
That's not just Walmart, though. I feel that about everyone is out to get me. But I just have had bad experiences there. So the IHOP and Steel Yard, would you go there at 3 in the morning? Maybe I'm...
I have heard it's the place. I've heard that there is, like, that you can see people that you don't normally see. Like, it's kind of like where... It's a big place after hours.
Like movie stars?
It's open 24 hours. Yeah, like movie stars. Like Sharon Stone and...
Cher and Sharon Stone
there together. I've only been to that one in, like, the early hours, like for a Sunday morning brunch or Saturday morning brunch. And everyone in there weighed at least twice as much as me, and I'm 300 pounds, so that's saying something. It's one of the reasons the terrorists hate us.
That's true.
And the other thing with pancakes are, I feel like there's so much like sugar that it's one of those things that, like, you eat it and then
it's hard to come down and just go right to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll keep going. It's like doing blow at 4 in the morning.
Right.
And we've all been there.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's kind of like Chinese food where you're hungry, you know, again after like a half an hour because you kind of hit that sugar low and there's not really a lot of substance there.
Yeah. I like blueberries and pancakes.
That's great, Jeff. So the Big Egg. Now that is a good late night place. So that's been around for a while.
That's a classic Cleveland late night breakfast place.
It used to be 24 hours all the time.
Then it closed and then it opened again.
There was a big saga, yeah. So now it's open 24 hours Friday and Saturday night. And I've gone there a couple times after Krusty's.
Oh, that's a good post-Krusty's thing.
Yeah, it was awesome post-Krusty's. So, yeah, that's at right at West 51st and Detroit. The Big Egg.
What about this place at the arcade? That's a little more in your neighborhood. The 1890 at the arcade.
It's not really in my neighborhood, but I'll talk about it anyway. Yeah, the 1890 at the arcade is a kind of a little more upscale of a restaurant, and they were in an attempt to try to get more business. They decided to start doing this late night dinner Thursdays through Saturdays from 11 p.m. till 4 a.m. I haven't had a chance to go there, but I am having my wedding at the arcade. So maybe after the reception,
that's where I'll be at 2 in the morning.
A post reception place to go.
I will. Yeah, I am all over that.
Yeah,
that's great. I'll be there. I think we should maybe do this. I feel like I've done this since after college. Done a good late night breakfast after a night of drinking.
Well, you have to stay up.
Can we? Well, you know, I'm midnight Cinderella thing. Everything changes.
Cinderella.
But maybe we could commit over the holiday to try one of these late night. Go on a binge.
A binge.
A binge.
Yes.
A binge.
Yes.
Binge,
yes.
And
binge.
Eat breakfast late.
That's really just the echo.
Oh, sorry.
From the studio. Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
Gotta control that. But I would like to try that over the holiday. I have an extended vacation. Now, what's your work schedule like over the? These
so I'm off Friday, and then I'm actually off Monday. We're doing a show Monday.
People asked me. They said, it's a holidays, Jeff. They said, are you going to be on the air Monday? Now, people are also asking about this Best Of show. I really am excited about the Best Of Jeff and Jeremy, because it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Why do you keep stopping? You know, when I'm looking down, that means I'm not really
talking. Because I want your attention. I don't know what you're doing over there. You're like me texting. Only I do that during the show. I'm the one who texts.
That's true. Other late night places. So My Friend's Restaurant.
I've been there.
116 Detroit. That's a classic.
That's a good one. A lot of characters there. Characters welcome is their slogan.
Isn't that the slogan for USA?
It is.
All right, good. Bowloon, which is a great place to go for dim sum, and Japanese karaoke. So if you ever watch movies like Lost in Translation, you see the Japanese karaoke, and you're like, hey, I wish I could experience a little slice of that in Cleveland.
Yeah, I thought you had to go overseas to do that.
Oh, no.
What?
You can just go down to East 39th in St. Clair and check out Bowloon.
I'll do that late at night.
So what else we got there? Then we got a bunch of places that I haven't heard of. Barcento is another good place to go for late night, especially pizzas.
Very good food.
Highly recommend their pizzas there. That's right next to,
I think Beer Market has a New Year's Eve party. I was told about this over the weekend. They've got a pretty swanky New Year's Eve party there.
We're just going off the cuff, everything. Yeah,
we're hearing a lot of it.
Have you been to Dragonfly?
It's hard to filter in the information that comes in our way. We're just trying to filter it.
Everything keeps flowing in. All right, so Jeff, you pointed this out to me. So there's a lot of things out there that Cleveland is not number one in. Right. As hard as it may be to believe. Sometimes the city, you know, sometimes we get a little bit down on ourselves. Especially it seems like the people...
So we eat. That's why we're bigger. We get down. It's a cycle. Then we start eating.
We go to IHOP.
Yep.
Or Bowloon. We eat and sing. That's all we do here in Cleveland. So people start talking, you know, down in Cleveland. But
that bothers me.
Here's some things. Well, take heart, Jeff. Because here's some things that Cleveland is number one at.
What am I keeping interrupting you?
We have this list that we stole from Cleveland Scene.
Well, it was a collaboration. Cleveland Scene and us, you and I collaborated on this list. So go ahead, tell us. I'm just going to keep cutting you off.
There will be a link at our website.
We need a link.
Jeff, take number one.
Number one, eco-friendly laundry.
Friendry. Eco-friendly laundry is next to Bowloon. Yeah.
Eco-friendly laundry, which I didn't realize. Jeremy, to me, that's something the city can hang its hat on.
And wash its hat in.
And wash. And launder your hat in. How do you feel about the eco-friendly laundry,
Why
Jeremy?
Why is the show so bad today? Why do we suck today? What's going on? No, there was a company that, Cleveland, it just talks about Cleveland's, let's forget that one. But masculine hunks of beef.
Now that got your attention, I know.
Cosmopolitan named Ryan Mickey McLean, a chef at Flying Fig and Umami, its Bachelor of the Year, and he's from right here in Cleveland. So we do have attractive men, as can be seen by the two hosts of this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that translate to the rest of us, having one guy in the city?
Because there's one attractive man here in Cleveland.
So it makes it...
And if you can find him...
You just got to just be all over it.
Just hold on.
Yeah, don't let go.
Hold on.
Well, that's good. That's exciting for the city, that one guy. That's a heavy burden to weigh, though, for him.
Yeah.
You got a whole city riding on those shoulders. Wow, I hope he can hang in there.
Hope they're big and broad.
Oh, no.
Just go.
Amorous relationships. How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
So those are basically, if we're amorous, that means basically healthy, being in love, loving relationships.
No, it's actually about people sleeping around.
Oh, see, I'm more wholesome, Jeremy. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't, so you sent this article to me, but did you read it?
Nope.
No, okay. AshleyMadison.com, a site that's devoted to helping people basically cheat on their mate.
Yes.
They said that their Ohio is the fastest growing market for them.
Wow. That's something. Another thing there. So we have good laundry, eco-friendly laundry,
and
we're amorous.
People like to sleep around each other. All right. Clam bakes.
I say this is true, and that is kind of a New England thing, but clam bakes in Cleveland are huge. I go to a couple clam bakes every October, and people take them really seriously here.
Yep.
And I feel like I hear people going to clam bakes.
Yep.
And there's a lot of buzz about clam bakes for a Midwestern town.
That doesn't have clams. That exactly. We can't afford our clams.
I mean, Lake Erie is not the place to go for clams.
Right.
Well, that type of. So, yeah, so really.
Wow.
So
the show is PG-13.
Something to hang your hat on. Now, that I get behind, clam bakes.
Washington. The clam bake thing. I think it's because we like taking, like doing something outdoors to as far late in the season as we possibly can.
Yeah, we crave any even partially decent weather. We want to make the best of it.
If you're in Florida and it drops below 70, it's like, oh, it's cold outside. We're not going
You go inside.
Outside.
Yeah.
But here, if it's like, I've been on the patio at Great Lakes when it's been like 60 degrees out.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's patio weather. So the clam bake kind of goes along with that, where you kind of bundle up a little bit more, but you still hang outside, drinking the beers.
Yep.
I think it works.
To me, and this isn't on the list, but I'm going to interject this.
Okay, you're going to add this one? Contribute this?
St. Patrick's Day. Cleveland has a great St. Patrick's Day. I would say it's a, let's say, east of the Mississippi, top five, St. Patrick's Day.
East of the Mississippi?
Yeah. Chicago, Boston, Cleveland. I know Savannah's big, but I would think Cleveland has to be in the top five.
There's a big Irish population.
We go all out. People that I work with that have come to town happy either day say they are really surprised about the turnout and the activity of a city like this on St. Patrick's Day. So that's always something I'm very happy. That's a great thing to have.
Downtown Cleveland, good place to be on St. Patrick's Day.
Didn't make the list here, but as Cleveland seen, didn't listen to us on that one.
But next time. We're also second place. Now we're number two here. We're number two to Mesa, Arizona, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Second place for best place not to be killed by Mother Nature. So, you know, you hear about lots of, we don't have hurricanes.
Right.
We don't have earthquakes.
We did have that one earthquake, though, this year, that slight little tremor. I was a little rattled by that.
Our California listeners, where it's currently 5 o'clock.
And it's also mudsliding there right now.
Yeah, are like laughing at you.
When we barely felt the tremor.
A little tremor. Was that something? Did somebody move a chair?
I was alarmed.
Or was that an earthquake? Did you get under your mahogany desk?
Luckily, I have procedures that I follow when those types of things happen.
And it was all echoing.
Yeah, it was very echoey. That's all I remember is before I passed out, the echoes.
Here's the echoing. Yeah. We were. If you're looking to not get killed by Mother Nature, you can come here. We do have some tornadoes, but those tend to be more
Western
south.
Ohio too. Yeah. Rural Ohio seems.
Yeah,
to
that's more.
They absorb it, so then by the time it gets to us, it's just a light storm.
Yeah, because you start.
It's a refreshing mist. By the time it gets to Cleveland, it
starts getting a little hillier here.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Best place for young professionals, fifth. I like that. Hopefully, that's growing. So I'm just going. We have about 30 categories here, so before we look at them all, maybe just pick off some of the highlights. Best place for young professionals, and that goes to what radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, I think, can take some credit for that, because we are always preaching that we want companies to hire grads of Case and John Carroll and Baldwin Wallace, keeping talent in the city working.
Right. It's kind of interesting how they grab these numbers. So they looked at the U.S. cities with the highest concentration of young adults being people ages 20 to 24. Based on census data. Then they looked at the inventory of jobs requiring less than a year of experience, which would be people just out of college. And then they looked at the average cost of rent for a one-bedroom apartment. And based on all that criteria, yeah, Cleveland came out number five.
Also, in terms of suburbs around the country, Lakewood made a top 10 and the coolest suburb. I tend to usually pass over Lakewood. I don't really think of Lakewood like that. But
you just had a bar crawl in Lakewood.
It was all over Cleveland. Lakewood was part of it.
Now, it started.
I'll do a bar crawl in Lakewood, sure. But I didn't think about it as one of the coolest suburbs in the country, but apparently it is. So there you go.
Well, I mean, again, you try to think of other suburbs. You know, for Lakewood, they have a very well-established like nightlife. And I love this quote. It has a great gastronomic scene along Detroit Avenue. Some of those places that we had mentioned for late night are right near the border there.
Yeah, they are. I like that area in Cleveland.
Plus, Jeff, for you, there's a sizable gay and lesbian community.
There it is.
And so there you go.
The show.
And those. Thank you, folks. Talk to you next week.
Jim, I prefer to say it's a diverse community, and I embrace that. I don't know, but I think it's great. Lakewood, to me, has always been a special place.
And as Cleveland Scene says, it's second to none when it comes to getting pissed drunk for $6.
That is true. There's so many bars there that the prices are just watered down.
Yeah.
I think I was mentioning on my bar crawl, we might have had a little bit of lower rate, but I was buying three or four beers for $6 or $7 total.
Which it's interesting that that was kind of the downfall of the flats. Like these bars just were fighting for who could have the cheaper beer, and it just became a mess.
And then became 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds. The crowds were getting younger.
Exactly. But for some reason, Lakewood has the cheap bar thing, and they've like been fine. Like you don't like Lakewood is not a place where you're gonna like.
You wonder how many of those places stay open every year. It's amazing.
Yep.
Actually, this would be good for us. You know, let's post it on the website. We're done with the show. How many bars are actually in Lakewood? What would you
guess?
How
many bars are in
the city of Lakewood?
I don't know.
50? No, I don't even know where to begin. I would say at least 40.
That's going to be our new segment called Facebook Trivia Question of the Day.
How many bars are in Lakewood? Let's get the chat room rolling on that one.
Go chat room.
Please go chat room. Do as we command.
I don't know if they're that size yet.
Can we order the chat room to do our bidding?
Or we can actually start
do our work.
Causing them to swarm like that.
Well, Jeremy, it's already 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And since California is our second biggest market we've established, I feel like we have to also say it's 5 o'clock in California right now.
End of the workday.
End of the workday. California, welcome.
Woo.
Welcome, those of you just joining us in California.
All people in your cars, because there's no public transportation.
People tell me the most surprising thing about the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy is that California has such a good it's such a good audience for us. Who would have thought?
It's our number two state for listeners.
It is.
Ohio being, of course, number one.
That's something else we're number one in.
Ohio.
That Cleveland's number one in is
listeners of your show, Jeff and Jeremy.
Jeff and Jeremy.
We got to talk about the Cleveland Chop House, Jeremy.
Okay.
This has been on my mind for weeks. I was there about a month ago. We've been meaning to talk about this, and it keeps. We have so much content to sift through. Chop House has a great happy hour. It wasn't in the Plain Dealer list that we have talked about throughout the fall, when the Plain Dealer had a list of, I think it was 100 happy hours in Cleveland or 50 happy hours in Cleveland. Cleveland Chop House has incredible prices, and it's also from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday, whereas most bars end the happy hours around 7. So I highly recommend, if you're downtown on a Friday, go to the Chop House. Obviously, they have the micro brews that they brew there, but it was beers are like $2.50 for a tall micro brew till 9 o'clock. Very good bang for the proverbial buck. Check it out. Do it, chat room.
Get to it.
Chat room, you're ordered to the Chop House this Friday night. That's Christmas Eve. Some Friday night in January. Get to the Chop House.
Oh, are we gonna, we're going to have another show before Christmas.
We will.
Yes.
No, so we won't. Christmas Eve is this Friday.
New Year's Eve.
Yes. Christmas Eve is Friday.
What did you say?
I said Christmas Eve is this
have
Friday.
Have you been saying Christmas Eve this whole time?
I have.
See what's happening?
That had a cold.
Have you heard of the show Monster Inside Me?
No, but I don't like the sound of it.
So it's a show on Animal Planet that shows what happens when human beings fall prey to parasites. So, like, there was an episode where this guy had these, he kept hearing something in his head, and, like, kept hearing all the scratching. He kept telling his wife, no, I hear something in my head, and she thought, like, he was going crazy, and they went to the doctor, and they're like, you know, we can't find anything. Well, eventually, maggots started eating through his skull and started coming out, and they had to grab.
He was like, I told you!
He's like, yeah! See, honey? I won this argument.
Ah, I win.
Yeah, monsters inside me.
Now, just take us on the walk in your mind, speaking of things in a head, that went from the Chop House happy hour to that.
I don't know how I made that transition.
Okay. I feel like the listeners might have also been wondering that, so I just wanted to give voice to
it. Oh, because we were talking about
maggots and skulls, that's right. And then
we were talking about New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve.
Right, and then things living inside your head.
I was thinking, because I was thinking that I couldn't remember that because I was had this cold.
Because you might have things inside your head.
I could have monsters inside me.
Okay, yeah. You got me there.
So there you go, Jeff.
You got me there. So also, again, we should say the turnpike speed limit's being raised to 70 in Ohio, which I'm excited about. That just went through today.
Huh. But the regular highway is like 90.
Yeah,
and stuff.
This was turnpike, but that Chicago trip, that could shave a little time off the old trip out west.
Now, how come the turnpike is faster than around here? Is it because of the number of exits?
Yeah, I believe that has something to do with it. That's a good question for our chat room.
Because one of the reasons that the Autobahn in Germany has no speed limit. Yes, Jeff. Just last week. Don't you remember when we talked about it? No, I've never been in Germany.
Then we ran out of time for that.
Nor have I ever, if I had been in Germany. I don't know if I would have had the opportunity.
I think the listeners might have been wondering. I am the voice of the listeners.
You're the voice of something. But yeah, it's because they don't have as many exits.
Right, so they can afford to go a little faster. I'm excited to get that car going there, really see what it's made of.
You're a bull, which car? You have two.
Either one. Maybe we could each race. Will you drive the Jeep? We could race each other in my cars.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm up for that.
January 1st. So Christmas Eve, Jeremy, we have an email. Is it okay if we go right to the email?
Go right to it.
We need some time to discuss the email.
We're 34 minutes into the show.
Okay. Dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. We're back to the official
I like how they start
salutation. That. Thank you, listener. I don't have any family, and you know, we never like to hear that. I mean, that's this time of year especially, family's so important. You and I have always said that.
Family's so important.
I don't have any family, and Christmas is usually a bitch.
Now, how come every time we get a serious email about someone like losing a limb or having monsters inside them, you just think it's Mr. Yuck Yuck time?
It's not funny, Jeremy. It's not funny.
Should I read the email again? I always have to read the serious emails. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. As you had said, I don't have any family, and Christmas is usually a very tough time of the year for me. This year is different, though. I have not been listening to the last 8 shows on purpose in order to spend all day on Christmas catching up on your show.
Oh, and Timmy, what a great way to spend Christmas if you don't have a family.
That's the gift that keeps on giving for 8 hours. While I am doing that, what will both of you be doing?
Oh.
And that's from Gene in Sagamore.
Is Gene a man or a woman? Because that could be one of those names.
I think you can go either way.
Okay.
Yeah, Gene Sagamore.
Gene, thank you for your email, by the way. We always appreciate that. And again, you can send your email to hatemail@ radioshowonline.com. Jeremy, how will you be spending? Gene, I think, deserves, because, you know, the family issues, I appreciate you listening to our radio. You can go to Radio Show Online, listen to all episodes you've ever done Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's like a marathon of Jeff and Jeremy.
You can go all the way back to the first one.
We can compete with the Christmas Story Marathon on TNT.
Yeah. And actually, we've synchronized these shows.
Right.
So if you're watching A Christmas Story and you mute it and you play episode 13,
it's like Pink Floyd,
Radio Show
with
Jeff and Jeremy. Yeah. Just do it and see what happens.
Smoke some marijuana.
Yep. You got to start it right when the credits start. That's when you press play.
You'll see some hilarious things come out of that.
Hilarious.
Christmas, Jeremy.
Christmas.
Let's do Christmas Eve even.
Okay.
Let's expand Gene's question.
So Christmas Eve, it's kind of weird because Jen has always gone to her mom's house on Christmas Eve, and I've gone to my parents'. So even though we've been dating for 5 years, or we will, you know, four and a half years, it's going to be 5 years.
If you make it one more Christmas.
Yeah. We've done 5 Christmases. We've always done them separately, which I'm wondering, after we get married, I'm probably going to be going to her mom's house or something. I mean, because you can't keep doing the separate thing when you're married. Like, no husband and wife go to separate places on Christmas Eve. Not if you want to have a firm foundation.
Yeah, there are going to be some issues probably there if that's happening. Yeah.
Now, see, ideally, we would want like to have both of our families at our place. Like, we can kind of
be... Well, that'd be convenient for you guys. There's no question about that.
Well, we could be the uniting force.
Right.
I mean, convenient. I mean, we still like got to cook and make the house look nice. And, you know,
like I did for Saturday's Christmas party.
Exactly. Nice job on the tree, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
No ornaments, though?
No, you know what? I'm protesting some things, so I'm not putting up ornaments.
You should put up one ornament for each thing you're protesting.
Actually, someone did throw in some bottle caps, which I appreciated.
No, that's good.
That was
that's
a nice touch. Thank you again, whoever did that.
But right now our place isn't big enough to host Christmas for both sides. So maybe someday. But anyway, so Christmas Eve, I'll go to my parents' house, and my aunt and uncle will come. We don't really have that much family around. So again, that lends to the kind of craziness that Jen and I do Christmas Eve separate. So I'll go to my parents. Probably drink too much and say something that I end up regretting the next morning, which will make Christmas morning even awkward. That's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
What's Christmas Eve for you?
Christmas Eve for me, I have a relatively small family, as you know. My family intimately.
Right.
There's not a lot of us. But
especially your youngest sister.
Oh. But we do get together.
Okay,
bro. We all get together. You know, usually my cousin and my aunt and uncle, my sisters, brother-in-law, grandparents. There's usually about 10 or 11 of us. My mom's house Christmas Eve, have a nice dinner, you know, a couple of drinks. But then it kind of goes into overdrive. I end up with, usually my mom and stepdad come later, but I go over to my good friends, the Heads, you know, Chris Head and Westlake. So they have a huge open house Christmas Eve every year since I can remember. Since I
spent the night in a tent in his place.
You did.
Wasn't that his house? Yeah. And then you had to leave in the middle of the night.
Now, that wasn't Christmas Eve, though, just for the record.
No. Christmas Eve.
Because we got to
go spend the night in a tent.
Stick to the topic. But I do go to the Heads, and they have a big open house Christmas Eve. So for me, that's like from 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Tradition I've done every year. We have a blast. That goes to whenever. Just a great time catching up. He's from L.A., obviously, so that's fun. And then Christmas Day, my aunt and uncle have us over at Avon Lake, and that involves watching A Christmas Story, drinking a lot of Kettle One, and I usually have a recliner, relax, and it's, to me, one of the greatest days.
Huh.
Watch a little college football, watch Christmas Story.
Kettle One's your drink?
Kettle One is a Christmas Day drink of choice.
I might have to switch. I might have to do, like, the American Honey.
American Honey. Okay, that'd be a good new tradition. New board, your tradition.
Could be our new Jeremy tradition. I don't care. The rest of the family doesn't have to join me on it. I'm drinking, folks.
So your Christmas Day is very similar to Christmas Eve.
So Christmas Day, Jen and I have this weird tradition of eating...
Chinese?
Yes, a Chinese person. We kidnap a Chinese man. No? Okay. No, we have these biscuits with orange frosting. So that's kind of our...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. So we do that. So then we'll go to my parents in the morning... I'll apologize for everything that I did the night before. And then we trek over to the east side to go to her mom. So we, again, like Thanksgiving, we do the dual thing. Which, come to think of it, that drive in the middle might mess up my rustling the papers. It was like we were about to do a news segment.
Breaking news. No one eats orange brownies on Christmas.
You failed.
Messed that up.
Yeah, the drive in between might mess up me drinking the...
I agree. And so does everyone else on the road.
So when you're doing your drinking, how do you...
I'll stay at the Heads often.
Okay, so you'll stay there. In a tent?
If I'm overserved. So I've been overserved occasionally there. It's a real problem.
I can't imagine you doing that. Does everyone there do the whole...
Oh, it's like...
Is it just you or the Kettle and the Kettle
it's
One?
It's me, Kettle One, and whoever else happens to be there. There you go.
So that's Christmas. We want to know what your Christmas... Well, by the time you hear this, either was... We'll read these next week. So if you want to talk about...
I mean, you could write about even anything else we'll read. I mean...
Yeah. What's your Easter like?
Yeah.
We'll read that next week.
Any plans for the summer?
Hate mail at RadioShowOnline.com. Oh, someday someone will listen, Jeff. Now, you're supposed to do... we're supposed to be passing out... You had this whole plan about how you were going to get people to friend us on Facebook.
I did.
While they're at the party. I came with our radio show with Jeff and Jeremy business cards.
You did. It was very professional. I appreciated that. I was so busy being a host, though, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know, it was just... I was very busy making sure people were having a good time. You know, filling up drinks. If people had some, you know, go fill up drinks around.
Right.
I was very busy... doing that type of thing.
You should have done the cheese plate, like spelled out radio show with Jeff and Jeremy and cheese and sausage.
That would be a nice touch.
Yep.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
That was a cheese tray fail on my part. Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm trying to get the word out, but I had a lot of commitments. But most of the people at the party were very much fans of the radio show. At least they said that. I think they felt like they had to say that.
I think there's some competition, actually, with who's our biggest fan.
Yeah, there was. There was a wrestling match out front. I heard people really taking it seriously.
That might have been after I...
I think that was.
That might have been after
I don't think we were involved. But anyway, that is it. So Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. It's been a great run, Jeremy. This is our last show.
No, really?
It's over.
Are you dropped me out on me?
It's over.
This is going to be a radio show with Jeremy and himself.
Radio show with Jeremy and Echo.
Radio show with Jeremy and American Honey. Bottle of American Honey. That could actually be a good show.
Yeah.
We do have the band. We could have other shows.
We need a band. A radio show with Jeremy Band.
Okay. So again, if you want to do that, if you want to tell us about your holiday traditions, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can even call in. We can have a call. You don't even have to come here. If you want to be the official radio show with Jeff and Jeremy Band,
or if you just want to call me even off the air and tell me how everything's going,
if you want to date Jeff,
that's the standing thing.
So there's lots of different things that you could use that hate mail radio show online.com.
It's actually a very potent force, that email address. A lot of things lives can be changed with the click of an email to hate mail at radioshowonline.com. I think.
Do you think we've teased our email address enough?
I read it enough.
Like, if we say it enough times, it'll be true. Yeah.
So, all right. Merry Christmas. All the
Merry
best.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Happy New Year. Radio show with Jeff and Jeremy for December 20th, episode 18. Tune in next week.
Another great show. This was another great show.
In the can. All right. This is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a good Christmas.